There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of months ago, when Father Donald Calloway was here, he commented on this passage, and he said something that I'd never heard before, but that he had found in early writings of the church. He says, Nicodemus does not have perfect understanding, clearly, but he said he definitely gets something right. When Jesus speaks of being reborn, where does Nicodemus' mind immediately go? To a woman. You cannot be born by God's plan except by a woman. A woman is necessary for birth. Which is why he says, I can't enter my mother's womb again. Right? He's thinking carnally and not spiritually. My brothers and sisters, how does someone become God's child? Or let me ask it this way. Who was the first disciple to know that God had become his or her father? Who was the first disciple to be able to say, "Oh my gosh, God must be my father"? It had to be John. And when did John know that? When Mary had become his mother. God's fatherhood is revealed in and through Mary's motherhood. Because when our Lord's on the cross and he says, "Behold your mother," what must John have known? Okay, she didn't give birth to me physically, so it must be a spiritual birth. I am born of the Spirit, so God must be my Father. My brothers and sisters, what is true on a natural level is true on a supernatural level. How does someone know who their mom is? On the most sort of crass way of saying it, you say, well, the man who impregnated their mother. But on another level, what is the role of a mom? It's to teach a child to know their dad and to love him and respect him. And that's always, my mom, I'm 34 years old, she's still trying to get me to do that. Right, she'll explain, you know, Jared, your dad said that for this reason, right? Love him. But you think, I'm with young families all the time. You think of a child, their first like 6 months, they're with their mom 95% of the time, typically. And what's the mom trying to do constantly? Teach their baby to love their dad. They're constantly pointing out data, getting their child to say their dad's name. Dad, hold him for a little while. And it's hard for a dad, those first 6 months, they have a difficult time relating to their child. Our Lady's role, always, is to teach us to come to know and love our Father ever more fully. And the closer we draw to her, the more we will come to know his love for us.